I'm calling this meeting to order, please. This is the regular session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona to be held on Tuesday, May 16, 2017 at 7 p.m. in the Bisbee Municipal Building, 118 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Williams, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom?
Here.
Richard J. Marsh, City Manager, Nino Williams, Deputy City Clerk, Carrie Bagley, Finance Director, Andy Horadic, Public Works Director, Britt Hanson, City Attorney.
Thank you, ma'am. For the invocation tonight, I'd like to take a moment of silence thanking our first responders, both fire and police, as well as the BLM, Arizona Land, Palominos, NACO, San Jose, in total some 80 some firefighters, as well as the Bisbee Police Department and the Sheriff's Department and Border Patrol. This is a huge, huge effort that has resulted in basically saving our little town from burning up. And so I'd like to take just a moment in silence and reflect on how lucky we are. Thank you. Would you please stand and join me with the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks. Please be seated. And yes, Mr. Lindstrom, I'm sneaking.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. This is the fun time once a month that, as mayor, I get to give the Employee of the Month award out. And it's particularly fun because I never know who it is. This is chosen by the department heads. By the employees. This is funded by the employees. Not a penny of taxpayer dollars goes into this. And they throw money into the kitty, and a $50 Visa gift card is given, as well as a pretty nice-looking plaque. And this month is like the others, certainly is well-deserved. And this month is Yvonne Ward from Finance.
See, I get hugs from the ladies when we get this.
Thank you, sir. And more important, or as important, Yvonne, thank you so much for your hard work. We do appreciate it. Can indicate in advance that some of us are operating a little on a less energy than others. So if I'm slurring, it actually has, it's only water. Oh, there were thoughts. In any event, we have Ms. Giacomino, were you called to the public?
I just wanted to
certain things.
Okay, well then it would, you want to talk now and call to the public, though?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's do it.
Okay.
Ms. Giacomino.
I don't have anything to complain about tonight. That's not why I'm here. I just wanted to come and thank our firemen and all the firemen that helped us with that fire in Bisbee. When I was a child, my house burned down to the ground. We had nothing. And I know how those people must feel. We have the best fire department, I believe, in the state of Arizona. We have the best ambulance drivers. They take care, and they do care. They have empathy. I want to thank everybody for controlling that fire. We do not need a fire district, because you can't get insurance on your house if you live in a fire district. Thank you very much. Thank you, you guys, very, very much.
Oh, my. Ms. Shirley Dowdy. Yes, ma'am. We won't count that against your 3 minutes.
Lucci did say part of what I was going to say. I will echo about the first responders. But I also want to thank Lucci and the Youth Council and the Boy Scouts for the wonderful job they did at the Mother's Day pancake breakfast. I couldn't empty a coffee cup without a Boy Scout being there. And the Youth Council were really on the ball in serving everybody and helping me to my table. I really appreciate it. They did a great job. Thank you. And I do echo her feelings on the first responders and our wonderful Bisbee firefighters.
Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Maria Miner, welcome back.
It's nice to be alive.
Yes, it is.
I have to thank God for that, that I'm alive. I share in the grief. Thank you, Mayor, City Council, and other officials for the opportunity to speak. I'm Marie Miner, and I live in the Briggs neighborhood. I share in the grief that you folks, all of us are suffering, particularly the people who lost their homes and all their possessions last night. And thanks to the firefighters and all the other assisting people and Anna Klein for probably staying up numerous hours and being exhausted today. I saw you on TV. I lived through a flood in northern Kentucky, in Bromley, Kentucky, myself, when I was about 3 years old. And, you know, slopping through the mud in your house and having to restore your furniture was mostly my parents' problem, but you never forget the scars of what it's like to try and save your stuff, your possessions. Sometimes you have to let go of your possessions. I've suffered from a serious illness. I don't want to dwell on it. I nearly died on my birthday, March 25th, at 2:30 in the morning, 4 hours before the time I was born. And it was partly because I'm learning to limit myself, which is why I'll be resigning as the vice chairperson of the Bisbee Arts Commission. We have such a capable arts commission now. I feel it's the right time to step down. I've already indicated to some people on it so that they know that they can then nominate somebody else that'll do the job. I'm not stepping down from the Arts Commission because I still want to be part of it, but I just want to lessen my load. And the problem is that I'm still undiagnosed ever since February 9th as to what's really going on. The flu became bronchitis. The bronchitis became a trip to the hospital. And so I've used alternative medicines, and that's why I'm here today and not clutching my heart. I'm dressed to buy locally. That's why I'm dressed kind of like a peacock. I have a red hat from Red Bones. That was $10. A kimono from Dee's Vintage. That was $15. A rainbow belt from the Holy Trinity Monastery in St. David. That was $1. That was $1. And silk pants from your thrift store. That was $5. For less than $50, I'm dressed like this peacock. So folks, please buy locally. Since Bisbeeites haven't recently supported the Bisbee Food Co-op, that's a different point of view. Here's my downer part. We'll have a public meeting this Thursday.
And now I have to limit you.
Am I done with 3 minutes already?
Yes, ma'am. What's flashing up there. So thank you.
I'm going to finish the sentence. The meeting is May 18th at 11 a.m. at the Bisbee Food Co-op, 72 Erie Street.
Sorry,
David. Ms. Miner, I'm used to women wanting the last word. And I do have to admit, you were talking about floods and obviously tragedy, so I'm not making fun of that, but it does spring to mind, as a fire investigator, there's certain industry jokes, and of course one of them is, so how do you start a flood? You have to be a fire investigator, obviously. How do you start a flood? All right. We have Ms. Laura Swan.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I am here to address Mr. Marsh's claim that I misinterpreted information in my article regarding the city charter and city code violations, in which I stated Mr. Marsh had violated both. I stand by what was printed in the article based on the information provided by public records request and confirmed by Bisbee Finance Director Carrie Bagley. Fact. On January 13th, Mr. Marsh received a proposal from the Tucson Hispanic Chamber for the Sonoran Fest. The proposal goes over many aspects of their duties to coordinate the festival, but nowhere in there does it ever discuss fees. On January 17th, there is an email between Mr. Marsh and Ricardo Morales of the Tucson Hispanic Chamber, which discusses a fee of $5,000 to coordinate the festival. The email requests that he receive 5% upfront for travel expenses. The email goes on to state Mr. Morales was requesting to have business cards from the city. On January 27th, the city paid for business cards for Morales in the amount of $18. The city also paid for a second set of business cards due to an error on February 14, again, in the amount of $18. The city also paid for a stay at a local B&B for Morales on January 26 in the amount of $67.83. On February 27, the city received an invoice for $5,000 from the Tucson Hispanic Chamber. The invoice states $500 to be payable upon receipt and the remainder to be paid at the conclusion of the event. A City of Bisbee payment request dated February 27th, signed by Carrie Bagley and Mr. Marsh, states in the description portion of the payment request, the total amount to be paid, $5,000, $500 upon request, and $4,500 at the conclusion of the event. Nowhere does it state any expenses will be deducted from the final payment of $4,500, even though the city had already put out money for hotel and business cards. I called Carrie in finance to confirm the business cards and hotels were in addition. She confirmed they were. Then after the paper came out on Thursday, Mr. Marsh stated with a meeting in downtown Merchants about the Sonoran Fest that I did not get all the documentation to show that $5,000 was all inclusive. All records for the story were received through City of Bisbee public records request, and nowhere did anything ever mention an all-inclusive agreement. There was no mention of an inclusive agreement until Friday, May 12th, the day after the paper came out, when Morales sent an email stating there was an agreement that all expenses were to be deducted. The story was not based on interpretations, as Mr. Marsh has stated, or rumors, as Mr. Morales has stated. The story was composed using information provided in public records requests and confirmed by Finance Director Carrie Bagley. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, we'll move on to general business. Accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $245,313.54.
Second.
Is her mic on? Maybe it's my hearing. I can hear. Thanks. Okay, and I'm sorry, we had a second from Mr. Pro Tem. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Ayes have it, and it is a unanimous 7-0. Oh boy. Consent agenda. There is A through K, and I will read that. Approval of the resignation of Lawrence Cummins from the Parks and Recreation Committee. Approval of the B. Approval of the resignation of Keenan Walsh from the Evergreen Cemetery Committee and the Parks and Recreation Committee. C. Approval of the appointment of Richard Jorgensen to the Parks and Recreation Committee. D. Approval of the appointment of Peyton Dean to the Parks and Recreation Committee. E. Approval of the appointment of Philip Martinez to the Police and Fire Advisory Committee. F. Approval of the appointment of Elsa DeWitt to the Police and Fire Advisory Committee. G. Approval of the appointment of Robert Cohn to the Police and Fire Advisory Committee. H. Approval of the appointment of Frank Caballo to the Streets and Infrastructure Committee. I. Approval of the appointment of Jonah D. Hitro to the Youth Council. J. Approval of the park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Vista Park for movies in the park on Saturday, May 20th, 2017, from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. With the addition, it's Finding Dory. K. Approval of a liquor license application for Croaking Toad Entertainment, LLC, located at 18 Brewery Gulch, Bisbee, Arizona. Daniel Simonis, applicant. Council, does anybody wish any of these to be pulled for further discussion? I would accept a motion.
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through K.
I second it.
Thanks, sir. Ms. Williams, would you call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Here. Long day. Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, 7-0. New business. Item number 3, presentation by the Bisbee Foundation Evergreen Cemetery Endowment to the City of Bisbee for $7,000 to purchase an information kiosk to be placed in the Evergreen Cemetery. Mr. Douglas Dunn.
Thank you. It is my pleasure to share with you that a project developed by the Evergreen Cemetery Committee designed a kiosk. This is unbelievable, and it's been funded. I'll pass this along. I would like to invite Todd Conklin, and who is a member of the cemetery committee, to come forward along with Michael Page, along with who helped design this, and as well as Andy Heratic, who is the staff liaison, and talk about how we're going to move forward with this project. I'm extremely excited about what the committee has done and what we have before us.
Thank you, Mr. Dunn. At this time, I'd like to submit some more material for your viewing about how the kiosk can pay for itself. I don't know if many of you know that my family was in the cemetery business. They're morticians for about over 40 years, And it's an honor. Thank you, Mr. Dunn and Todd and Andy, for bringing me in on this project. It means a lot to me, anyway. So I, before I go, you notice that the kiosk is quite low in price. I forego a lot of my design costs just to see this happen, to push it through. So hopefully we'll have a great kiosk and have some direction once we go into the cemetery. Todd, do you want to say anything?
Hello, my name is Todd Coughlin, part of the cemetery committee. I want to thank the Bisbee Foundation for giving us the money for this wonderful kiosk, and the votes from Ms. Giacomino. Andy is a big part of it. It's going to be a great benefit to our city. There's going to be a lot of future funding potential with plaques that we can commemorate loved ones with. Michael's in the works of that, and that'll be proposed later. But it's time for an upgrade for our cemetery. The kiosk that was before, it's not going to be quite, it definitely is downgraded compared to what we're going to get. And it's an amazing project, and definitely want to thank Michael for all his time he's put into it, and especially for Councilman Dunn and everybody that was involved in making this available.
Talk a little bit about the platform and how we're going to generate some funds from that.
Okay, well, Andy is a big part of that, City Works. We're going to be working together with him. As shown in the diagram in the last page, we'll be giving away, purchasing dedication bricks to those members that have passed, family members that have passed away. And our goal is to actually pay for the kiosk with those dedication bricks. So that's what the platform's all about. But that's the goal anyway, to not take any money out of the coffers of the cemetery fund. Put it right back in. So.
Thank you. I wanted to acknowledge the two of you for your initiative on this, along with Andy and Snooty here, and as well as who's a past member, as well as Lucci, who is our chair in terms of the operation of the cemetery committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'd like to also, Mayor, to
yes, sir.
Just announce that at an earlier meeting we talked about the walking tour guide, which will be part available at this kiosk, as well as other informational guide to the cemetery. All the numbered flags are now up, and so I certainly encourage you to go out and use this, make a promenade up the paved street through the cemetery, and we have a very interesting frontier cemetery. I was excited to be out there putting the flags up and getting this ready. Also, for the benefit of new members on the council, at the initiative of Nancy Davies, who was the co-founder of the Bisbee Foundation and a longtime member of the cemetery committee, Bisbee Foundation offered a challenge grant of $20,000 to the community in matching community donations towards the establishment of an endowment for the Evergreen, the maintenance and restoration of the Evergreen Cemetery. And from that initial $20,000, that Evergreen Cemetery Fund endowment has grown the last quarterly report up to $58,477. And so there is earnings off of that, which is available then annually, about $2,500 annually. And we're giving we're paying forward 3 years here, so we're giving you a grant that you of the $7,000 and paying that forward, so will not be any monies available for the next three years. But anyway, just an example in terms of people coming together. This is local citizens who have contributed to this endowment, which continues to grow and make nice benefits to our cemetery. So come out and enjoy our cemetery. I really, really enjoy. I get so excited out there when I'm walking around acknowledging our relatives, our founders, kind of who we are, our history. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was just this last weekend I was downtown walking around like I sometimes do, trying to find somebody that'll talk to me. And And I find typically they're tourists because they don't know better. And in this case, it was a couple of tourists, and they were talking about the fact that how wonderful it was that they came to Bisbee to find their relatives, and they went to the museum, and they were able to gather data and so forth, and actually going to the cemetery and visiting the graves and so forth. And it meant a lot to them, and so it's just a fun, you know, it's using fun and cemetery in the same sentence seems rather odd, but in fact, I think it could be fun in honoring people, and so it's really great. Thank you all very, very much. Something that Bisbee's going to be able to use for many years. Item number four, discussion of possible approval authorizing the sale of surplus vehicles and surplus miscellaneous items at public auction on June 17th, 2017 at 9 a.m. And that would be Deputy Chief Christopher Long. Star of stage and screen, channel 13, 9, 11, and 4.
Had enough of that today. Good evening, Mayor and Council. We're requesting again the sales of surplus vehicles and miscellaneous items to be held on June 17th of this year. Those items are on the list that you guys have.
Do we have any questions, Council? Yes.
I do have a question. I'm kind of questioning, is this all we have? Because generally when we do the auctions, we have, you know, we wait until we have a much larger inventory, if you will. And I'm just kind of wondering why we're going with such a small inventory.
That's actually what we have right now available to sell. That's the things that we have available right now. That's all we have.
But we couldn't wait until a later date when we might have more?
And my question then would be, your question is sure we could wait, but what would be the advantage over cashing out on what we have?
Well, it's just when you have a bigger inventory, you get a bigger crowd, and you have the same amount of personnel that are, you know, running the auction and all of that, whether you've got two items or you've got 200 items. And I was just looking at using resources.
Nor was I arguing. I'm just trying to get your rationale. Any other questions? Do we have a motion?
I move to authorize the sale of surplus vehicles and surplus miscellaneous items at public auction on June 17, 2017 at 9 a.m.
I'll second that.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? This passes unanimously, 7-0. Number five. Discussion of possible approval of the request from the Youth Council for a spending budget in the amount not to exceed $500 from the Youth Council Fund for the purchase of upgraded swimming equipment for the City of Bisbee Pool. Ms. Hansen, Youth Council Liaison.
Thank you, Mayor. First of all, I want to congratulate Jonah, who is called Dylan, likes to be called Dylan, for being on the Youth Council, being selected for the Youth Council. And I would like to introduce Mr. Flores, who is the current chairman, who is graduating, and I think you, third in your class? Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Third in your class?
Third? No.
No? Is that another one?
Yes.
Okay, well, it sure looked like you.
That's Mario.
Oh, that's Mario. Okay. Well, you know, you shouldn't have a name that's close to that. But anyway.
But he is graduating.
But you are graduating. Yeah. Okay.
That part so far,
okay,
this answer,
good.
We're good.
Well, then that's all that counts. But anyway, I want to introduce Mr. Flores, who is the current chairman, and because he is turning 18 or after graduation, he will no longer be eligible for the Youth Council. But I really appreciate everything that you have done and on the youth council so far, and it's exciting to see a youth council that is engaged. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let you go to the podium and explain exactly what the items are. For the swimming pool?
I was going to say that now that you're graduating and going to be 18, you could be run for mayor, but...
This is why he's not third.
If you haven't decided on what the items are, you can just just tell us a little bit about some of the items that you had proposed.
Well, some of the new items that we proposed was like getting new diving sticks or floaties and getting sunscreen in bulk so that way we can sell the swimmers diapers, those for the kids, and just snacks was definitely discussed, and so was water.
What was the last one?
Water.
Okay. Are there any questions from anybody as far as the items or any discussion?
It's listed as swimming equipment. So as I recall from your meeting, you guys were talking about, what are those called, noodles?
Mm-hmm. Oh, those two, yeah.
And things like that. And so what I was after was just that you will be getting like swimming equipment and so forth, and not just water and snacks and stuff like that for resale.
Yeah, definitely the noodles. Like we said, diving sticks.
Yeah.
And diapers.
What is a diving stick? I've never heard of that.
So it's where you throw, like, I don't know, something that sinks to the bottom of the pool.
Okay. You have to retrieve it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We just
back in our day, we used rocks.
Yeah, exactly. You have to throw a stick. You know, the dog went to get it.
Okay. All right. Any other questions of... No? All right.
Not a question, just a comment.
Sure.
I just want to congratulate these kids for doing this. And, while diving sticks and sunscreen and stuff like that don't seem... For the kids that are out there all day long, they absolutely need that sunscreen. It's very important. And as somebody who's had kids in swim lessons, I appreciate the life jackets and the diving sticks and... you know, the different toys like that for the kids. And it is nice to have them replaced. So thank you very much for that, all of you guys.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the request from the Youth Council for a spending budget not to exceed $500 from the Youth Council Fund for the purchase of upgraded swimming equipment for the City of Bisbee Pool.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign.
Oh, aye.
Motion.
I forgot.
Motion passes unanimously. Item number 6, discussion and possible approval of a donation in the amount of $500 from the Youth Council Fund to the City of Bisbee Summer Reading Program. Ms. Hansen.
Again, thank you, Mayor. As you can see, our Youth Council has been busy, and they've got other projects, too, that they're looking at. And this is pretty self-explanatory. They wanted to donate $500 to the library for their summer reading program, which directly goes back to the children, to the youth of Bisbee. I'm not going to make you go back.
Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the donation of $500 from the Youth Council Fund to the City of Bisbee Summer Reading Program approved by the Youth Council on May 1st, 2017.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Hearing none, motion passes unanimously, 7-0. 7-0, 7-0.
Mayor, could I just say add one thing? I just want to thank Mr. Flores for all his work.
Absolutely. And I want to thank Mr. Flores and the rest of the youth council, because as I was bragging about, I get to brag about it because we've got it back for the first time in many years. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy about that. And so as long as I'm talking, remember, we need your budget for next year. Okay? Because if you don't give us that budget, you won't be handing out these $500 items. Okay? Okay. Sound like, yeah, my grandson, I know. Okay, we're going to go on to item number 7, discussion and possible approval of a payment agreement with the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce regarding Sonoran Festival coordination. I have a few things to say about this, but prior to that, we do have a 3-minute monologue for Ms. Marie Miner. And not 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
It's going to be shorter. Can I use some from the previous one?
You used some from the previous one.
I can?
No, you are. You're at 2 minutes and 50 seconds right now.
Okay. Again, I want to start out, though, doing a quick thanks to Councilman Higgins, who donated a Rose Johnson painting to the BAC art auction on May 6th that netted the Bisbee Arts Auction $3,050. And thank you, Britt, for bidding on that one. We have
unsuccessfully. and by the way, we have an agenda item here, so we need to stick to the agenda item, Marie.
Okay. Ms. Miner, yeah.
This is not called to the public.
I've lost 10 seconds. We have to invest money to make money. However, couldn't the city manager and Andy Heretic, public works director, save some money by staying in a motel or bed and breakfast instead of a $300 plus night per night hotel? Question. Another question, meals don't have to cost $40 plus per person, especially when you're in Mexico. If Richard Marsh goes to a meeting or conference, I really like you, Richard. I'm not a personal attack.
Okay.
If you go to a meeting or conference in Maricopa County, then you go to visit your darling daughter, which you're very attached to, isn't it possible that instead of doing a rental car, you could choose to use your own vehicle since you're going up there for personal reasons as well? $40,000 or more is being spent on this event. Will the city of Bisbee get back this large investment?
I'm done.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Thank you. Through a number of public records requests, some questions have come up in regard to many subjects, but specifically there are two that came up that I placed on the agenda for tonight, because in the attempt for total transparency, which is what I want. I want this discussed in public so that the public understands and we can move on from there. So towards that end, we heard on call to the public some information from Ms. Swan. I have requested, as mayor, I've requested for a full accounting on Sonora Fest and the expenditures specifically for Sonora Fest to date, as well as those specifically paid for the services of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And I think the information that we had was that in the information that it appeared to me also was that
we were had entered into an agreement with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce to spend $5,000 for their services to assist us with Sonora Fest, plus other items to include business cards for Mr. Morales and other expenses. And that was also my interpretation because of the way that it was laid out. Mr. Marsh vehemently disagreed with me and others, so I had requested the Hispanic Chamber to provide documentation indicating that the deal, if you will, in quotes, was that it would be up to $5,000 inclusive of all charges for Mr. Morales, that the meals that we were paying for him, the hotel bookings that we're paying for him, business cards, all of these things were being deducted from that $5,000 figure. And there was a $500 advance payment, and that the remaining amount that we were paying him would be deducted from the remaining up to $4,500. And so with that, I received a letter from Mr. Morales on Friday, May 12th, in which he indicates, this is a letter to dispel all rumors regarding the Sonora Fest 2017 expenses. As we agreed, the expenses will not exceed up to $5,000 USD dollars for the Sonora Fest 2017. All the expenses related to business cards, meals, lodging, and travel will be deducted. The remaining amount will cover all the services provided by the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce to organize and coordinate activities and meetings between Sonora and Arizona counterparts, and for leading the Sonora Fest 2017 event during the dates of May 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. Signed, Ricardo Morales, International Director, Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So, with that, it would certainly appear that we do not have that we do not have a figure exceeding $5,000. But rather than me pulling that from the agenda, I feel that it's important that the public understands how we got there and what the situation is, and to put it before the council. I do have an itemized list of that I requested of charges for both the city of Bisbee and so far the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. There's a few on this list that are incorrect because they haven't been coded yet because they were brand new. But the ones I believe for Mr. Morales are correct, and they add up to $917.55 that we have paid towards the $5,000 mark. So the most that we could be, understanding that the most we can pay is up to $5,000, and that Mr. Marsh, as do others, have to come to the council for anything exceeding $5,000. So $5,000 and one penny, it has to come to the council for approval. $5,000, technically it does not. And that we are told that this will be up to $5,000. So I'm opening this up for discussion if the council has any discussion. Ms. Klein.
Even if it goes up to $5,000, I think something like this We probably should have had the info prior to, just so we would kind of know. And, you know, the last meeting we had, I was kind of surprised. Now, I know that the city joined the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce up there, and I thought once you joined the chamber, they, your fees went to, you know, things like this. So the additional fees, I really have an issue with this, but, and yes, I know. Again, I know that $5,000, you know, mark there, but I still think that, you know, from here on or whatever, I think if it's anything this big, we need to know prior to, rather than trying to, you know, scratch and, you know, cover things up or try to make it work within that.
Right. I think that, I think it's fair to say that Mr. Marsh and I have had some discussions about this, and it isn't necessarily what's occurred. It's a perception, perhaps, of what, and so we've had, you know, we've had that discussion,
Yes, I'd say there have been some lessons learned through this whole process. It's been rather messy. I mean, I think that we're all excited about, enhancing our connections with Sonora. Definitely want to see that happen, but it certainly could be improved upon the way that the methods that were used.
Yes, I just want to echo that, that certainly I don't want this to cloud the initiative that was taken by our city manager and probably works director in terms of who are present at a meeting of the, I believe it's called Arizona Sonora Commission, and at which time the mayor of, or the governor of Sonora indicated, expressed this interest in terms of having a an opportunity to show off Sonora on this side of the line, and that she specifically requested Bisbee. Since that time, City of Tucson and Phoenix have said, why not us? Certainly in the newspaper we've read that the City of Sierra Vista has recently completed a study looking at visitors coming across from Agua Prieta and Douglas in terms of how can we attract them to Sierra Vista through Bisbee. And certainly would desire to have this. And so, again, it's unfortunate in terms of the negative discussion that's occurred around some of the details of this major event. And I certainly urge citizens to give a Bisbee welcome to Sonoran visitors when they're here, to turn out, see for yourself, enjoy yourself. And once it's over, we will evaluate. Certainly this is Councilman indicated this is very, very important in terms of the Sonoran residents already are an important part of our economy. We're seeing increasing visitation from Sonora. They're seeing us as a cool place. You certainly can go down any weekend at the, what I call the convention center, the inside lounge area, and it's full of Sonoran visitors, often families with lots of kids, multi-generational. This is certainly an important part of our economy. We have a long time history. Cananea and Nakasari and Bisbee were kind of founded by the same people. We have a common culture and as well as the economic connection. So I would hope that we would move forward on this and not shoot ourselves in the foot and enjoy ourselves and see how this turns out, and we will evaluate what happens once it's over.
Thanks, sir.
My only concern on Sonora Fest is I feel like everything we're doing is after the fact with this, and I don't feel we had much planning at all as far as the council. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, and, you know, even the dates of when it is and stuff like that, I just feel like it has happened to us. And I have tons of questions, so it's probably not the right time to ask them, but I just don't feel like we had a lot of input from us on it, and
you know, I agree.
A lot of it's voting afterwards about stuff that's already been done.
I agree.
So it's kind of, it is what it is now.
Yes.
You can't really take it back, but, you know, if I was to plan it over and have more part of it, it'd be quite a bit different.
Well, as Mr. Davis said, there may be some lessons learned here from all of us. As mayor, I made certain assumptions and was incorrect, and
perhaps some of the people on the council have also. And so we just move on from there. Ms. Klein?
I think Mr. Lindstrom brings up, you know, some, I think we're all feeling that way. And, you know, I almost feel like we're being forced to go ahead and approve this because it's already been done. But, you know, I wasn't aware that Main Street was going to be shut down for 3 days. I mean, maybe some on the council knew, but not all of us knew. And then my other, I initially thought it was going to be just a business expo at City Park. And I don't know that it's still a business expo, but now, will they be reciprocating? Will we be able to go down there and have a fest so some of our local artists and, you know, craftspeople can, you know, show our wares and what we offer?
Sure. Will they? I think that that's certainly in discussion, but I don't know that that's a fact. But is that a possibility? Absolutely. Mr. Hansen, were you?
I was just going to say, those are good questions. I think if the council would prefer, you might have an agenda item to discuss and raise those questions tonight. Yeah. The agenda item is on the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce contract. And because they're coordinated, I think some latitude is appropriate. Just if we get too far removed from that, then we should have another agenda item on another night to discuss the whole shebang. So,
Mr. Marsh,
sure.
If you wish.
Yeah. I'm sure. I would love to just briefly.
So I apologize for the last probably 58 hours or so. I haven't slept but an hour because I stayed here last night because of, you know, doing what we need to do, and that's support our guys. You guys done a wonderful job out there. I appreciate you. So the fellow state fellas. You need a round of applause for those fellas. I've always respected and appreciated law enforcement and also our fire guys since I was a kid. But my level of respect and appreciation for what you do has reached an all-time height. And I think you don't get enough appreciation and respect for what you do. And I just want to publicly acknowledge how much I thank you and appreciate for what you've done for our community. It was just amazing to see you in action. I just want to say, apologize for anyone for misunderstandings or that maybe I may have conveyed regarding Ricardo and the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Attributed to my head, not my heart. I thought I had made it clear what the intent was of our arrangements with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in terms of travel, card, and services. This idea was, as was mentioned earlier, when I met the governor of Sonora and also Governor Ducey back in December, we had not consummated this idea, but it was taken to that level after a conversation with them. And after a conversation of finding out that $42.5 billion comes through our economy in Arizona as a direct relationship with Mexico, after finding out that the highest middle income population in this region and growing is across the border, and any of you in business know relationships are important. I'm off topic, but this is related to this agreement.
Okay. Fair
enough.
I cautioned the council about keeping it to the topic, so I just wanted to make sure that you were as well.
I understand. I'll just get narrowed down to this. And also, Laura, I want to publicly apologize to you if I appear to have put you in the light of misinterpreting or being not honorable, because I respect you a great deal. It wasn't my intent. My point was just to clarify my position on it, and hopefully I have. So thank you all for that moment.
Thank you, Mr. Marsh.
Mr. Mayor, I did have one question just to button this thing up. I saw the email from Mr. Morales saying the expenses not to exceed $5,000, his fee or the chamber's fee plus the expenses. It's not entirely clear to me. Maybe it is to you or Mr. Marsh, because you've had discussions with him, that includes the fee or the expenses that the city paid for Mr. Morales before the agreement, because I think the agreement was like in January or February, something like that. But you know, going, we've got maybe quite a few expenses before that agreement was consummated.
Mr. Marsh, I think you can take it from there.
I've got to stand my feet up, I'll sleep.
No, okay.
If you don't mind. I'll be real quick. But thank you, Brett, for bringing that up. That's one of the things when the mayor mentioned that some of these numbers may not be coded properly. I want to start off by saying that we went to Hermosillo for a trade show. There's 3,000 vendors at a trade show back in November of 2016. And at that point, we were developing relationship with Mexico because of their buying power.
Yeah, no, my question, Mr. Marsh, is just that there were expenses incurred before the agreement. Are we sure that those expenses are included in the $5,000 that was subsequently negotiated? That's my only question. It wasn't a question about what you were doing, where, or anything like that. It was, are they included in that $5,000? Do we know that Mr. Morales understands that as well as you?
Yes, Mr. Morales understands that all expenses associated with the Sonora Fest related to travel, meals, lodging, cards, and his services are taken out of that $5,000.
That answers my question.
That's it. Thank you.
Mayor?
Sure.
I think it's just logical that we would certainly contract with the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in carrying out this event. Certainly it would be quite difficult for us to do this on our own, and that certainly are a tremendous resource to us, and it's only logical that they would be incorporated into this to facilitate this activity. So certainly that choice is certainly something I support.
Thank you. Since this now is up to $5,000, do we still want to approve the payment agreement?
I make a motion that we make approval payment agreement with the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce regarding Sonora Fest coordination up to $5,000.
Including, maybe,
including
all expenses.
Including all expenses relating to this festival, some of which have already been expended.
Second?
Thanks. Can you read that back?
No, I didn't think so.
I want to make sure, and I apologize. I know what your intent is, both of you. I want to make sure that the motion is that we're entering into a payment agreement with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce for them to put on, assist us in putting on Sonora Fest, and that agreement is up to $5,000 inclusive of all travel, meals, lodging, and ancillary expenses.
I second that.
Well, you moved that.
Okay. I moved that.
So if they only use 3,000 in that, then
yes, sir. If it only uses 3,000, they get only what they use.
So it's basically just for use; it's not for payment to them.
That's right.
You know, not a fee for the service.
That's correct.
But the Bisbee's already been invoiced for $4,500 plus a $500 deposit. So I don't think there's a lot of hope that it'll be $3,000.
Yeah.
So it's a fee.
It's not supposed to be, but it looks like a fee. Okay. All right. We have a motion and we have a second. All those, I'm sorry. I want a roll call. Okay.
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 6-1. Next item of discussion is discussion and possible approval of a payment agreement with Bringing Home the Wall regarding the Vietnam Wall Memorial Wall. This also has come to my attention, and I can say in all honesty that I was asleep at the switch on part of this. I attended some meetings, and I was under the impression that the cost of this was $4,446. It was only fairly lately, through the public records request that came in, that I realized that there were two invoices, and that a second one was for $1,482, which makes the total $5,928. The city of Bisbee has, I believe we paid,
did it come up here?
Okay. We have paid already paid for both invoices. Thank you. So we have already paid both invoices. This is over the limit. This does have to come to the council. It's after the fact. There's no doubt about it. In the heat of getting everything done, I guess it was overlooked. As I said, I attended some of those meetings. Easy for me to say I wasn't aware of two invoices, but nevertheless, they're there. They've been paid. Open for discussion. Ms. Klein.
I just have a question. I think honoring our veterans is wonderful, and I think we should. And but we were told, and I guess this is for Mr. Heratic, we were told that this was the traveling Vietnam Wall.
We were told it was a traveling Vietnam Wall.
Okay. No, I asked if it was the traveling Vietnam Memorial Wall. And I believe that is someplace back east, will be there someplace back east when this is happening. I still think it's again, great to honor our veterans, mm-hmm. as we should. But for future events like this, I wish we had some very accurate things. I mean, we were led to believe it was one thing, and now we're finding out it's something else, and that is what I really dislike. But again, honoring our veterans is what we should.
Yeah, I do understand your point. I think that was semantics but I do understand. In fact, on traveling walls, there's eight Vietnam traveling walls. There's the traveling wall. There's Bring the Wall Home. There's several others. There's eight walls. There's four more, I believe, under construction right now, because it's an incredibly popular thing. And so that part really isn't as bothersome to me as the split invoice. So, but I do understand your point. Yes, Ms. Hansen?
I just have a question for Mr. Heratic.
Mr. Heratic, do you want to? Thank you, sir.
Wasn't there talk about getting other people to or getting donations or something for the wall?
Yeah, there's probably about $6,000 in donation forms that have yet to be returned. We've gotten a little over 2,000 so far, but there's another $6,000 in donation money that's been solicited.
Okay. So, in, I guess, because I'm as guilty as you are, I thought it was like $4,000 that we were paying for the wall. But I also had heard that we were that it was going to be paid by donations from various companies or people or so on. So I didn't even think about the fact if it was over $5,000.
Right, and let me make this. Hopefully I can. I likewise, and I believe that we still are easily in the position of this being paid for by donations. Mm. But if the donations come to the city and we're buying something, we still are required to approve it at the $5,000 level. If somebody else out there wanted to say, I'll pay for this wall and I'm going to donate that payment that I just made to the city, you see what I'm saying?
So it had to be
we're
before
not, you know, right now that they're handing us okay. the money that we're now okay. coming into contract with. So the $5,000 is I believe, I'm sure not providing legal advice, but I think that's the case. But if I had gone out and says I'll pay $6,000 for this wall and then said to the city, hey, I've just paid $6,000 and I'm bringing the wall for your benefit, then we wouldn't have had to go through that.
Right.
So I think this hopefully is still going to be covered, but it doesn't alleviate the fact that it's after the fact and it's in front of us, and for transparency, we've got to do something about it.
Well, I guess I was under the impression that money was coming in before we paid for it.
Mm.
Sir, no comment.
Sir.
I didn't realize there were so many traveling walls, first of all. I thought there was I'd heard there was a traveling Vietnam wall. Now we're talking about how many? Six?
Eight.
Eight all through the country. So I do understand Councilman Klein saying the big difference between A and D. Who exactly are these people that we're dealing with, and what assurances do we actually have that they're going to show up here with a wall on Friday? this whole thing seems to be, if you go online and look, you can't, I don't know, I didn't know there was eight places to look. But there are places online where you could look and you can see the schedule of the traveling wall.
It's on there.
It is on there?
Yes, sir.
I guess I just didn't know which wall I was looking for.
Yeah.
So we do have assurances that there is going to be a wall here. And this particular wall, does this particular wall have this big following of people that were assured of this? This is a sure thing?
Yeah.
Okay, because, that's all.
I understand your, but it is. If you look on that correct website, it shows this BS. Mayor Pro Tem, Mr. Lindstrom.
Yeah, again, I think it's a big event, and I mean, the more I hear, I was with them. It sounds kind of gimmicky when I hear it now. I mean, all these different walls and spending money. I don't know. Big event. I think we should be involved more in the planning. You know, two big events on the same weekend. I think it's going to kind of hurt a little bit rather than be beneficial. That's just my take on it. I think we could have broke these events up a little bit, but that's just my stance on it.
Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
To add to what Mr. Lindstrom said, he's talking about two big events, but we have to remember that we have a gem and mineral show coming too, and it's kind of got lost in the shuffle because there is too much going on. But I would like to bring, that's what Bisbee's about. You know, they're minerals and mining, and so I hope we get a good crowd for that.
Yeah.
But I do think there is, just way too much going on.
In part, the Gem and Mineral Show is being put on because of all the people in town attending these events. It wasn't on the calendar first. It came after these as a tag on, hoping that we could get more people to the Queen Mine Tour. So, but you are correct. There's lots going on.
So just by saying, by voting, I mean, basically it's already done. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's really a no vote, because then what would that do?
Well, the vote is to authorize what we've already, yeah, what has already been done, okay, albeit it was done incorrectly. Okay. And by doing this, Mr. Lindstrom, it was just important that it was done in public so that people understood what the vote was about and how we got here, so that it hopefully doesn't happen again. That's all. We're not like voting on the event.
Yeah,
we're voting on,
I get
you
that.
Betcha. All right. Do we have a motion? Mr. Horatic, thank you, sir.
I move to approve the payment agreement with Bringing Home the Wall regarding the Vietnam Memorial Wall.
I second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Williams, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, 7-0. Number 9, discussion and possible approval of ordinance O-1705, authorizing the sale and transfer of city property located adjacent to 27 Wood Canyon. Mr. Joe Ward, building inspector / code enforcer.
This is a little better one. This one, it doesn't cost. We actually received. You guys have got my information. The parcel that in question is just a little bit north of the parcel of the home there at 27 Wood Canyon. And this property's been used for, as far as we could tell, probably 100 years. And that wall out there is older than all of us that delineate the property. It's been used by it's been associated with 27 Wood Canyon since who knows when, but very long. And they found out that it wasn't theirs, and they wanted to purchase it from us. And I've been using for that type of property, adjacent to the roadway and flat and all that kind of thing. That if I've been using the figure of $3.50 a square foot, and there is 878 square feet of land there, and that brings us to a total of $2,634. And I'm recommending that the mayor and council approve the sale of this property.
Thank you, sir. Council, do you have questions?
I move that we approve the ordinance 0-17-05, authorizing the sale and transfer of city property located adjacent to 27 Wood Canyon.
Thank you, sir. Do we have a second?
I second that.
Thank you. And all those in... I'm sorry?
I have one.
No, you do have a question. Okay.
The fiscal impact on this is $1,916. What is that?
I can't see that. I don't have the council action.
I think the amount was just put in incorrectly. It should have been what is up here.
And Ben, I think you got.
We're not paying anything, because that was the thing I was going to say is that that's not the same amount as what we're getting. So
No.
All right, that's the only question I had. I just want to make sure.
Does that CAF have to be changed, Mr.?
The CAF is not a legal document.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
information for the council,
okay.
And the correction has been made, so okay. No need to correct it.
Thank you. Ms. Williams.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Ward. Number 10, discussion and possible approval of the intergovernmental agreement with Cochise County for procurement services. Mr. Britt Hansen, city attorney.
Sure. Deja vu. A couple of weeks ago, the council approved the procurement agreement. Later, when I was put it into the county system so that the county could approve it, I noticed a discrepancy between the amount to be paid by the city to the county for procurement services. It was supposed to be $40 per hour, and for whatever reason, the draft that got to the city was at a different rate. It was some percentage of the purchase price, which would be inappropriate. So anyway, this is just basically a correction to reflect the appropriate $40 per hour late.
Thank you. Questions, Council? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I move to approve the intergovernmental agreement with Cochise County for provision of procurement services.
Thank you, sir.
I second.
We have a second. It's an IGA with Ms. Williams, please.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously 7-0. Number 11, City Manager's Report. Mr. Marsh.
No further comments, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. For the audience, I would indicate that Mr. Marsh's weekly report to the council, as well as the action sheets that Mr. Marsh and I go through on projects, is being posted on the website for public viewing. Ms. Klein.
Mr. Mayor, I ask if I could just take a few minutes and maybe use some of Mr. Marsh's time. I know you've let other people speak because things happen and we don't always get on the agenda. But, I mean, I know that we can't say enough about our first responders. And we certainly thank our firefighters and our police officers that were there, and they did a tremendous job knocking down that fire. They were out there until midnight last night and back at it at 6 o'clock this morning and at it all day. And so, I mean, these guys are exhausted. And so I thank Firefighter Pacheco for at least hanging with us, and certainly Mr. Long as well, because he was out there all night and this morning as well, too. So these guys are exhausted. And we do appreciate everything that they do for us and for our community. But we also need to remember that there's a lot of people behind the scene as well. And so if I could, I would just like to take just a minute and thank the volunteers that came out last night. And I'll just go down the list. Rory Perez, Shelley Peterson, Samantha Escudero, Christopher Escudero, and their children, Nathan and Riley. Nito Perez, retired firefighter. Andrea Chavez, Dina Bernalite, Becca Perez, Jennifer Davey, Fred Dow, and through their efforts, through Samantha's efforts, she got on the phone and started making phone calls immediately, and she contacted Adam Iacre, Alyssa Godinez, Gloria Linden, and Adam Iacre, through Safeway, got a donation of water and Gatorade. And through Alyssa, she contacted Rob Page, and the Page family donated 18 pizzas. And, two dozen pizzas and many containers of pastas. And Bisbee Beverage donated 18 pizzas. Miss Laura Swan and Pizzarama donated 6 pizzas and Gatorade. And it really meant a lot to the firefighters, to the law enforcement people there. But I can tell you, as a family member, when you see this kind of effort come together, it really, really means a lot. And Mr. Fred Dow, bless his heart, he ran up to his house, and he was making coffee and bringing his little carafe of coffee down with everything. And when those guys came down to eat, they were just, and you wouldn't think it because they were just coming out of a fire, but, you know, some of them were like, oh, yes, coffee. You know, they were just looking so forward to that. So, and I had never met him, but it was wonderful to see what they did. And even this morning, while they were out there, there was somebody from Sierra Vista that was bringing food for the firefighters. So, I mean, thank you to the community for coming out, and just your thoughts, your prayers, your words of encouragement, and it means an awful lot to the guys and to their families. So thank you, everybody.
Great. Thank you. I think Pace Avenue Takeout donated pizzas today, too, I think.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So, anyway, terrific. If our guys don't speak Italian by now, they never will.
Mm-hmm. Motion to adjourn?
Pardon?
Can I motion to adjourn?
Yes, second.
You may.
but you do need to vote on it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, opposed?
Oh, because...
Motion carried. We stand adjourned.
Other items.